You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Come on, baby, don't be late. I got crates and crates of 78s ready to drop down on the platter, spin them round and make them splatter like waffle batter, baby. Doing the do just for you, I'm Matt the Cat, back on the scene with my record machine, getting ready to drop down the shellac with the juke in the back. 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. It's the soul that came before rock and roll. Your weekly showcase of the rhythm and blues music that paved the way for the rock and roll explosion of the mid-1950s. This week, we're going to take a look at one of the most talented vocal groups of the early 1950s. And of course, they're not as well remembered today as they should be. I'm talking about the Larks. And since I grew up in the Boston area, my natural tendency is to call this group the Larks. But I'm gonna hold back, baby. I got to keep the accent in check. It will be the Larks for the next hour. Actually, this is part one of a two-part feature on the Larks. They started around the Raleigh, North Carolina area in the late 1940s as a gospel group called the Selah Jubilee Singers. That group contained Thurman Ruth and Alan Bunn. Those two guys left the Selah Jubilee Singers with thoughts of forming a new gospel group. They recruited bass singer David McNeil, baritone Hattie Rowe Jr., and tenor Raymond Pee-wee Barnes from another gospel group. Together with Ruth and Bunn, they formed the Jubilators. They sounded pretty good, but they needed one more member to complete the group, and Ruth knew about a guy named Eugene Mumford, who was just getting out of prison. Why was Gene in prison, you asked? Well, unfortunately, it was a whole big thing. Back in 1945, while Gene was serving in the military, he was originally jailed by the military police who were going around looking for marijuana around the barracks. The MPs turned him over to the civilian police, where he was cleared of all charges. That is until he was exiting the courthouse and a white woman pointed to him and said, "He's the one." So he was promptly rearrested and charged with attempted rape, assault, and housebreaking. He had an alibi, but was still found guilty. Lucky for Gene, his family never gave up hope and kept fighting for his release. Until one day, Eugene Mumford received a pardon from the governor of North Carolina. And then bam, him and his amazing voice were now in the Jubilators. After much practicing, the group decided it was time to make a record. So they piled into Ruth's car and drove all the way from North Carolina up to New York City to hit the record label offices. This is where the story gets really interesting. These guys could sing, and they had quite a deep repertoire. So the easiest way to make money was to go to individual record label offices to try to get a quick recording session. If they did, they would be paid on the spot and relinquish their rights to the recordings. A lot of groups without record contracts who needed money would go from one label to another, recording under different names, and the label managers would be none the wiser. Then, right on the spot, they would collect payments for the sessions and be gone. Now, a group might consider itself lucky if it could pull off maybe a couple sessions over a week or a weekend. Quite possibly, you might be able to pull off two sessions in one day. Wouldn't that be a great payoff? But what about if you could pull off several sessions in one day? Well, cats and kittens, that's exactly what the Jubilators did. The date was October 5th, 1950. In that one day, it is reported that this group recorded for four different record labels and got paid for four different sessions under four different group names, with every group member taking a fake name for each individual session. They never recorded the same song twice because that could backfire later when the labels tried to put the records out. They recorded 17 different songs for these four different labels in one day, October 5th, 1950. They were a gospel group, but when they got to the door of Herman Lubinsky's Savoy Records in Newark, New Jersey, they recorded four secular songs under the name The Four Barons. Don't forget, they were a group of six guys. Let's kick off this week's Juke in the Back feature, part one of The Larks, as The Four Barons in a tune called Lemon Squeezer, which Savoy Records released on their Regent subsidiary in November of 1950, so the next month after the recording session. It features a bass lead done by David McNeil. Here are The Larks as The Four Barons singing Lemon Squeezer.
Good enough for me, oh Lord, you know it tastes slide down it in the rock and roll.
Oh, mama,
oh, mama,
every day long,
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 every day long, as I walk,
good enough for me,
enough
oh Lord, you know it tastes
like honey in the raw.
And well, I keep singing every day long,
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 every day long, as I walk.
Man, what a song! Now that's some great gospel singing. The lead is done by Haiti Rowe Jr. on that one, and it was recorded on October 5th, 1950. Remember the date that shall live in infamy? The date that they traveled around New York and New Jersey and recorded for four different record labels? The session that yielded that song and four other gospel songs was the last one held that day for Apollo Records in New York City. After visiting with Bess Berman at Apollo Records, she booked a session down at Master Tone Studios. It turns out they had recorded as the Sela Singers earlier in the day at that same studio, and somebody there recognized the group. But instead of getting in trouble, Bess decided that she wanted the group bad enough that she made deals with the other record labels and got them to sign a contract. Their Apollo releases from that session came out under the group name The Southern Harmonaires. But Bess Berman didn't want a gospel group. She wanted a rhythm and blues group. So since bird names were popular at the time, they chose the name The Five Larks, even though there were six guys. Even though that song, Honey in the Rock, was recorded at that infamous session on October 5th, 1950, Apollo Records didn't actually release that version of the tune until 1958. In December, the Five Larks had their first recording session for Apollo Records, where they recorded two songs that led to their first single as the Five Larks, Cigarettes, Coffee, and Tears, backed with My Heart Cries for You. Eugene Mumford led on both tunes. But on Cigarette, Coffee, and Tears, the group harmonizes together with Gene singing the verses. Apollo Records issued it later that month in December 1950. Here are the Five Larks with Cigarettes, Coffee, and Tears as we feature the Larks this week on The Juke in the Back.
Cigarettes and tears, coffee, cigarettes and tears. Just a nervous wreck am I since my baby said goodbye. Coffee, cigarettes and tears, coffee, cigarettes and tears. Coffee, cigarettes, and tears. Just a nervous wreck of mine since my baby said goodbye. Coffee, cigarettes, and tears.
There's no use going home tonight. I'd only lie awake. My baby said goodbye again, and my heart's about to break. So please don't mind my sitting here alone with my regrets. Another cup of coffee and a pack of cigarettes.
Coffee, cigarettes, and tears. Coffee, cigarettes, and tears. Just a nervous wreck am I since my baby said goodbye. Coffee, cigarettes, and tears.
It's nice of you to tell me, Belle, that she was on to blame. She only brings me misery, but I love her just the same. I understand your sympathy, you'd like to help some way. Just fill that old cup again and empty the old ashtray.
Coffee, cigarettes, and tears. Coffee, cigarettes, and tears. Just a nervous wreck am I since my baby said goodbye. Coffee, cigarettes, and tears.
Six and going to bed at 10, 'cause when day breaks, baby, I'll just be tipping in. Yes, I'm gonna board. Now when I leave these prison walls, I'm gonna catch the first thing smoking, going Chicago way. Now, baby, everything's gonna be okay. But you can dig me anytime by the clock. 'Cause 47th Street, baby, is really my block. No more sloping banks and ditches with a pig. 'Cause I'm going out in a town and dig myself a chick. Yes, I'm gonna board. Now when I leave these prison walls,
gonna catch the first thing Chicago way.
Then everything is gonna be okay. But you can dig me anytime. It's 47, baby, is really my block. No more sloping banks and ditches with a pick.
'Cause I'm going out in a town and dig myself a chick. Yes, I'm gonna board
when I leave this prison wall.
One of my personal faves, When I Leave These Prison Walls, written and sung by Eugene Mumford, who, as we mentioned earlier, was in prison but was pardoned by the governor of North Carolina. He wrote that while he was in prison, hoping for better days. By the time Apollo Records released that single in April of 1951, they had dropped the five from their name, the Five Larks, and were now just going as the Larks, probably because they lost Haiti Rowe Jr. to the Army. But that still doesn't make any sense, because that would make six guys five guys, so the five Larks still would have worked. Anyway, the Larks sound better. Let's just go with that. A few months before that record was released, in February of 1951, they appeared on the Perry Como Show, singing the tune Lucy Brown, live on the air. That gave them a boost of national exposure. In March, they had another recording session for Apollo and recorded another classic tune, My Reverie, with Gene Mumford singing the lead. My Reverie was written in 1938 by bandleader Larry Clinton. The Larks version was released in May of 1951 and remains one of their all-time classics. And they're the feature on this week's Juke in the Back. Here are the Larks with My Reverie. Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, The Wolfman, Bernie Rossman, and contributors Ken Farger. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening on the Juke in the Back. Miss Mastercat.
Your woman, I wish to God you could see mine. You can talk about your woman. I wish to God you could see mine. Every time she starts loving, she'll bring eyesight to the blind. Must be a millionaire. Yeah. I can tell by the way she walks. Yeah. Every time she starts loving, the deaf and dumb begin to talk. Whoa, what a woman. And the whole world knows she's fine. Every time she starts loving, she'll bring eyesight to the blind. the whole world knows she's fine. Every time she starts loving, she'll bring eyesight to the blind. Let's go a while.
Look, man.
Get it?
Ah! Yeah. I hear you. Another dose of that stuff, please.
Get it now, get it.
Woo! Get with it, get with it.
Boys, I declare she's pretty.
And the whole world knows she's fine.
Oh, mercy! Eyesight to the blind. As we feature the Larks this week on The Juke in the Back, that's Alan Bunn handling the lead vocal as well as playing a mean guitar lick. Where Gene Mumford had a sweeter voice, Alan Bunn sure could sing those blues. You'll hear a great bluesy solo record from Bunn later on in the program. Eyesight to the Blind was recorded along with six other songs on March 27, 1951, and Apollo released it in June, where it started to get significant airplay in Chicago, and then made number five on the national charts, even though it only charted for 1 week. Eyesight to the Blind would be the Larks' biggest record. What a great record it was, too. You had that on one side, and if you flipped it over, you had this tune, featuring Alan Bunn and David McNeil trading off leads. It's I Ain't Fattening Frogs for Snakes, and it's spinning right now off the Juke in the Back and the soul that came before rock and roll on part one of our two-part series on the Larks.
Fanning frogs for snakes. I ain't fanning frogs for snakes. If I ain't got just what it takes, I just won't fan frogs for snakes. I ain't fanning frogs for snakes. I ain't fanning frogs for snakes. If I ain't got just what it takes, I just won't fan frogs for snakes.
Now you say that you the rule of the joint, that may be so, but I don't get your point. 50-50 basis is the golden rule. So close the blind and lock the doors, it won't be in the school. Because
I ain't fanning frogs for snakes. I ain't fanning frogs for snakes. If I ain't got just what it takes, I just won't fan frogs for snakes.
I may look like a fool till I've been to school. Bet your life that I'm real cool. I've been around and I dug your sound. Listen to me, baby, I know what you putting down.
Because I ain't fanning frogs for snakes. I ain't fanning frogs for snakes. If I ain't got just what it takes, I just won't fan frogs for snakes.
Now I think I'll fatten me one or two frogs for a few snakes. Yes, I might as well fatten four or five frogs for some snakes. Since I got just a little bit more than what it would actually take, I done changed my mind again. I'm not gonna fatten a frog for a snake. No, I
ain't fattening frogs for snakes.
No, not I.
I ain't fattening frogs for snakes. If I ain't got just what it takes, I just won't fatten frogs for snakes. Fattening frogs for snakes. Fattening frogs for snakes. Fattening frogs for snakes. Fattening frogs for snakes. If I ain't got just what it takes, I just won't fatten frogs for snakes. Fattening frogs for snakes. Fattening frogs for snakes. Fattening
for snakes, fattening frogs for snakes. If I ain't got just what it takes, I just won't fatten frogs for snakes.
You snake.
You, baby, let me ride in your automobile. I'm in love with you, baby, let me ride in your automobile. You got a good little car, baby, just let it drive or let your wheel. Your oil and water,
yeah.
And your water was low.
Yeah.
Then I checked your batteries, and your horn wouldn't blow. Please, 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 baby, let me ride in your automobile. 'Cause you've got a good little car, baby, 2 minute drive for that you wheel.
Don't ride like no buggy.
Does that one sound familiar? That's Little Sidecar, which you might recognize more as Too Many Drivers, a tune that goes all the way back to Big Bill Brunzi with his 1939 telling of that story. Smokey Hogg recorded a version in 47, and the one I used to play all the time on the air was Smiley Lewis's 1954 Too Many Drivers on Imperial. That double entendre song really got around, which I think in itself is a double entendre. And it proved to be the second and last hit for the Larks. It was released in August of 51, and it entered the chart for 1 week, topping out at number 10. Alan Bunn is singing lead on that one, and Bobby Smith is playing alto saxophone. Apollo had the lark stretching out a little bit musically here, and Bobby Smith actually gets credit on the title. The record reads, Little Sidecar, Bobby Smith, and the Larks. With that song doing so well, Apollo Records wasted no time getting their next single out, I Don't Believe in Tomorrow, which features Alan Bunn singing an incredibly beautiful lead, with Gene Mumford just kind of accenting some of the parts with a high tenor. It was issued in September and continues our feature on the Larks. Here is the beautiful I Don't Believe in Tomorrow.
I don't believe in tomorrow. I want you to love me tonight. Our dreams may vanish tomorrow, like stars in the dawn's early light. brain keeps saying, darling, don't delay. Tomorrow is at least 100 years away. I don't believe in tomorrow. I want you to love me tonight.
I don't believe in tomorrow.
I want you to love me tonight.
Our dreams may vanish tomorrow, like stars in the dawn's early light.
This heart of mine keeps saying, darling, don't delay. Tomorrow is at least 100 years away.
I don't believe in tomorrow.
Thank you.
Recorded on October 18th, but not released until December, that's The Larks, with Gene Mumford on lead, and My Lost Love. You can hear Bobby Smith's alto sax prominently on that record, and he gets top billing on that label as well, Bobby Smith and The Larks. But when you flip it over, you find How Long Must I Wait for You, credited to The Larks and Bobby Smith. So let's hear that one, with The Larks receiving top credit, because, I mean, it's their show, right? It's their feature this week on The Juke in the Back. Here's David McNeil on lead with How Long Must I Wait for You.
Sun comes up and the sun goes down. I'm all alone in this great big town. Can't eat a bite, can't sleep a wink. All I do is drink and drink. I'm up all day, all night long, waiting for you, baby, to come back home.
How long must I wait for you? How long must I wait for you? Just tell me, baby, what you gonna do?
Like I want you, I'll do anything for you. No one else can have my love. It's you, it's you I'm thinking of. I need you here for me at night. I need your arms to hold me tight.
How long must I wait for you?
So all and more, I stopped and knocked on every door. Ran over here, ran over there. Just about to run out of all my hair. Makes no difference where you roam. Hurry, baby, come back home. Went to see a friend of mine. Told me everything would turn out fine. Had a little roots and some Samson meat. Lay them on the track and that's all you need. Lay them on the railroad track. Watch your baby come rolling back.
How long must I wait for you?
Tell me,
yes, now.
How long must I wait for you? Tell me, baby, what you gonna do?
Yes, now.
Tell me, baby, what you gonna do?
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring The Larks, and I'd like to go back to May of 1951 with the release of the beautiful and immortal My Reverie. On the flip side, you find Eugene Mumford singing a very similar lead to My Reverie. Apollo Records put ballads on both sides of this record. And side B is this week's great 78. Here are The Larks with Let's Say a Prayer.
Let's say a prayer in the morning for
and then
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Now we're three children from the land of Israel. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego took a little trip into the land of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego took a lot of gold and he made him an idol.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Well, they told everybody been to hear the music of the clarinet.
Oh, yeah.
Told everybody been to hear the music of the horn.
Whoa!
Great God, then you put the bow down and wash up your eyes. But the children of Israel would not bow down. Well, if you couldn't move them with the golden idol. I said you couldn't fool them with the golden idol. So the king put the tune in the fire and burned it. Then he hit with coal and red hot brimstone.
Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego, the brunt of the soldiers of the king would put that.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, oh Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, oh.
Then the Lord God sent him an angel, but he gave him a couple of wings. But he came right down into the middle of the furnace and began to cool the flame. Them children got so happy, they came cutting back through the fire. Just stopping and talking about the power of the gospel.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Oh, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
And old Nebuchadnezzar said, hey there, when he saw the power of the Lord.
Had a big time in the land of Babylon.
Shadrach, Abednego.
Oh, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Some more great gospel singing from the Southern Harmoniers. Oh, I mean the Larks. This week's feature on The Juke in the Back. Do you remember at the top of the show when we talked about that incredible day, October 5th, 1950, where the Jubilators went all around New York City and into New Jersey to record for four different record labels, all on the same day? Remember, they recorded a bunch of gospel sides for the Apollo label as the Southern Harmoniers. Well, I played Honey in the Rock, which didn't see its initial release until January 1952. Apollo chose to put Shadrach as the flip side. But in January of 52, they released the single as by The Larks. In 1958, they would re-release Honey in the Rock as by the Southern Harmoniers. You have Alan Bunn handling the lead on Shadrach. The Larks' next recording session was held on the 18th of February, 1952. They recorded four beautiful ballads. And later in the month, Apollo Records issued Stolen Love, backed with this one, one of Gene Mumford's greatest leads. Here's In My Lonely Room, as we feature part one of a two-part series on the Larks. On your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
In my lonely room, my thoughts return to the things we used to do. And in my heart comes a haunting refrain. Please tell me, am I to blame? In my lonely room, all dreams have passed like the smoke out of the blue. And all that's left is a memory of you. Please tell me, what can I do? Though things we used to do linger in my heart, you said that we were through. Now I can go on dreaming of you. So there's nothing left to do but cry in my lonely room. The memories are too hard for me to bear. And when I found out that you didn't care, I cried in my lonely room. The things we used to do linger in my heart. You said that we were through right from the start. Now I can't go on dreaming of you. So there's nothing left to do but cry in my lonely room. The memories are too hard for me to bear. And when I found out that you didn't care, I cried in my. Isn't
that just a gorgeous song? The Larks with In My Lonely Room. They're the feature this week on The Juke in the Back. And I'm sorry to say, but we're running out of time, baby. So I gotta tell you again, that soul, it's a feeling. And you'll get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues right here on The Juke in the Back. I'm your furry leader, Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed the program this week. I couldn't have done the show without the great researching of Marv Goldberg and his R&B notebooks. Thanks, Marv. And we'll be back next week with part two of The Larks. And we'll hear some recordings where they're uncredited for backing up Mahalia Jackson. We'll find out how the first Larks group, the one you've been hearing throughout this program, fell apart, and how a new Larks group came together. That's next week on The Larks, Part 2, right here on The Juke in the Back. I mentioned earlier that Alan Bunn recorded some solo material. He had his first session for Apollo Records as a solo artist in December of 1951. In February of 52, the same month that Apollo issued the one we just heard, In My Lonely Room, they also put out Alan's first solo single, The Guy with the 45. It's credited to Alan Bunn and Trio. And Alan proves that not only can he sound great singing a ballad, he can also really sing the blues. So let's close down this week's Juke in the Back with Alan Bunn and the Guy with the 45. Ooh, sounds like Al's looking for trouble. I'm Matt the Cat, and I'll catch you next week. Have a wonderful week, everybody. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
I like a little girl down on the avenue, but a guy with a 45 like the same little girl too. Cause she's rich, she's pretty, you should see the way she walk. She make a lazy man run and a dumb man talk. Now that's bad business. Yeah, that's bad business. You can call it what you please, but it's sure bad business to me. I met him on the street, he attempted to shake my hand. It was all my feet could do to let my body stand. Cause I always sneak in when this bad guy walks out. For this little girl is worth dying about. I declare that's bad business. Yes, that's bad business. You can call it what you please, but it's sure bad business to me.
the wayside. One night out on the drive, I peeped up through the window. There was this 45. Pulled down on the trigger, and the thing wouldn't fire. While he was still snapping, I tried my best to fly. That was bad business. Yes, that was bad business. You can call it what you please, but it was sure bad business to me. Now they tell me he got so mad, till he blacked the little girl's eye. Next day I jump all salty, and I want to know why. I rolled up my sleeve, and I knocked on his door, and I declared to this world, I won't do that no more. Oh, that was bad business. Yes, that was bad.
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.